From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Fighting is raging again in Libya with heavy ground fighting and airstrikes along Libya's Mediterranean coast. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in Ras Lanuf. She says rebel fighters trying to advance west to the capital have been stalled by forces loyal to leader Muammar Gaddafi.
Yesterday, the rebel forces said they felt unstoppable. They had taken two towns in as many days from Gaddafi's forces, and they were moving towards, they said, the stronghold of Serge Gaddafi's hometown. Today, the mood is very different. What we're seeing is rebel forces who are really fighting to the death. I've spoken to several rebel soldiers coming back from the front saying, we either win this fight or we die. We will die trying. They do feel that if they do allow Gaddafi forces victory, that they will be wiped out. They feel that this is a fight for their very survival.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Ras Lanuf. There are reports in Britain that some British special forces have been detained by rebels in Libya. NPR's Philip Reeves says officials are not confirming this, but they do say Britain does have a small diplomatic team there.
The Sunday Times of London says up to 8 SAS soldiers are being held by rebels in eastern Libya. It says the team was on a mission to hook up British diplomats with opponents of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. The Ministry of Defence is refusing to confirm or deny the report. However, the Defence Minister, Liam Fox, acknowledges what he calls a small diplomatic team is in the rebel-held city of Benghazi. He says the British government's in touch with them. Leaders of the uprising are deeply wary of foreign intervention on the ground, fearing it may play into Gaddafi's hands. If the rebels are holding SAS members, they may be trying to verify their identity before considering their release. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
There's been a roadside bombing in the southern Iraqi city of Basra. Police say say the blast killed 6 people and wounded a dozen others. Another official says a passing U.S. Army patrol was the target, but the bomb hit a bus instead. A roadside bomb in Afghanistan has killed a dozen civilians. A spokesman for the provincial governor says the dead include women and children and that another 5 people were wounded. The attack happened near the border with Pakistan. A strong earthquake has hit northern Chile. The quake struck this morning, and the U.S. Geological Survey says it had a preliminary magnitude of 6.2. Randy Baldwin is with the USGS. He says this morning's quake was centered in a fairly remote but seismically active area.
The quake occurred at a depth of about 55 miles, so it does have some depth on it. As a result, it should minimize any impact that there might be to the local population.
Baldwin says the quake occurred about 1,300 miles north of where last year's deadly quake struck. From Washington, this is NPR News. The crew of Space Shuttle Discovery will close the hatch later this afternoon on the International Space Station for the last time. Tomorrow, Discovery will undock for its final trip back to Earth. It will then be retired and be put in a museum. NASA Flight Director Royce Renfrew says Discovery's final mission is bittersweet.
This is the last time Discovery will be at ISS. This is the last one of the last shuttle missions we'll ever do to ISS. So that has some bittersweet components to it, but really I think I'm just very happy with the way the mission has gone.
Only 2 more shuttle missions remain before the program is ended. Utah could soon begin issuing permits to undocumented workers and require that police check the immigration status of anyone suspected of committing a crime. Utah lawmakers have approved both provisions. NPR's Claudio Sanchez says the move is drawing plenty of criticism.
The legislators behind Utah's efforts to deal with undocumented immigrants say their approach is totally different from Arizona's, which drew widespread condemnation last year for requiring police to question a person's immigration status if they suspect that person was in the U.S. illegally. Critics said it pretty much boiled down to profiling, targeting anyone who looked Latino. Those same critics are wary of what Utah wants to do. It would allow police to check a person's immigration status, but only after that person has been stopped for a felony or misdemeanor. Utah's guest worker proposal, on the other hand, would guarantee a permanent pool of workers that sponsors say would benefit the state's economy and allow undocumented workers and their families to settle in Utah legally. Critics say this would attract more illegal immigrants. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.